that parasha is Chayisara.
Everyone knows that Parshas Chayisara is the Shoresh, the Mokar from all the Vugim and Shiduchim. In fact, in antiquity, in ancient times, they used to read, by the Ufruf, they used to read the Parsha of Avram Zokin to the Chosn and the Shabbos before. And therefore, it's the fifth Parsha of the Torah Chayisara, which is connected to the five Kulis that the Simchas Chosn and Kalim do. One of the equally mudim that one learns from the Parsha of Chayisara is the koyach, the seminal importance of tefillah when it comes to finding the shidduchim. Because we find the kal from Rav Tzadik, the first time you find a yid davening is this week's parsha when Eliezer prays the shidduch should be Eliyof, it should work. And you'll ask me, Asher, where does tefillah come to shidduchim? The Red Gemara says, and so it's Kama Mekoymus, that our boyim yoyim koydim yisiris avad, they're already macher is bas toini luploini. There's Kama Mekama tirutzim, and the simplest is the Alshut says, the Gemara says, here it says, it's a baskel. It's basheret. Elsewhere it says, they're mezavgin la'odam elufi maizel. So the Gemara in Soita answers, Kan bezivik rishin, Kan bezivik sheni. The Al-Shech HaKadosh brings the Mekubalim to hold Marocha in itself. Zivig Rishon means the way it was Nigzum and Shemayim before Yetziras Havayim. When the Neshama comes down in a goof Gashmi, Ilam Hazai, I told you once a story, it was the Alta Bachar, couldn't find the Shidduch. He went to the previous Rabbi, Matziyam HaShidduch. They went, they met, and by him it was Dover Noch, and by the girl it was Mahas. She was like, not sure. He went to the previous Rabbi, what do I do now? So he says, it's Truvatam. What's Prat? This is your Zivik, this is the Basel, Nervos. Amol with a Pashkins of the Neshama, so she doesn't recognize you for the way the Neshamas were before you went down in the world. It's Chuvatong and Kachav, and they lived happily ever after. The moral of the story is Zivik Sheni is Tolulufi Maisov, and for that, Tfila helps. And the biggest Raya you need Tfila for Shiduchim is Chos and Kala in Makoilim is Gimatria Tfila, 515. And I saw from a Melech Biderman this week in the Gilgit, because I bear a parsha, that you see that Ashbam says in Psochim Davkuf Yitches, the Chazal say, Koshel Azavgo, Am Kikriyas Yamsuf. So the Ashbam, Al-Asar says, L'mayin Afgimino, L'iboy Rachm. That you need Rachm, you need mercy, you need tefillah. He brings to the Pei Menachim, he would say, the Gemara says in Mayakotin that you can ma'aris that you show even a choyle shalmoyim. Shema yakdim enu achar. Hakim enu achar is a place with berachman through tefillah. Is madach tefillah could have the koyach. To be mevatel that which the battle was geyser. Allah has kama vakama. Tefillah has the koyach that you should get shalcho that which is digzit that you're chelik of your neshama. He brings there a moyir digamayis. I'm just saying this back dumb to what I'm talking about today. The Chavetz Chaim once, Shalashud, the Raivin, told a moyir digastory. It was once a yid. After Chatzos, the afternoon of Shabbos Kodesh, he goes into the Besmedesh, and he opens up a Tillum, and he's crying his eyes out. Mamish B'demoy Shomesh. Another Yid walks into the Besmedesh, he hears the Tachnunim, they were very passionate, and he himself was Mis'oyer to also say Tillum. He's a guy to Tillum, he's also crying his eyes out. But the Shabbos, the second Jew goes over to the first Jew, and he says, I see that sort of a yoga, and maybe I can help you, you know, tell me, Matpuni Libcha, maybe I could, you know, daigab levish, maybe I could give you an eitzah, maybe I could help you. So he told him, the Maisa Hazo, he has a daughter who's mamish, with Alamailis, only the Evian, he doesn't have a fruto laporto, right? And he can't raise money for the dunya, for nab. Who's going to marry a girl without the nab? And therefore the whole week he's busy, he's Torah, and the Chivaka Kol, he doesn't see his daughter. Shabbos, good, he's just by the Shabbos table. It's the gay, but it rises the hearts. So immediately when he finishes the Shabbos Sutta, he can't help but go to the Smedrash, and he pours out his heart to the Rishon. So the fellow said, you know, I have the same problem. I have a son, a Talmid Chacham, Yishmael, Alamayus. I also am an Oni ve'Evim. You don't give a reason. Let me know what the And they were attacking the Shadrach. And from that zivu came four children, of whom two are well known. One is the Ksois HaChoshen, and the other is his brother, the Kuntus HaSfix. Said the Chavetz Chaim, this is the Kuyach of a Tfilu, when a person is Bal, and he puts his bitochen in the Eibishter, not in Dvorim Chitzoyim, then he's zichet to a zivu, which creates such people who are from the Amudia Oil. Beemes, he brings her an Imri Noyim, but before, gorgeous Imri Noyim. The Holy Jikava brings, Pasuk says in Bereishis, Al King Yaziv Ishas Aviv as Imoi, the Dovak be Ishti. So he says, why is it that people find have a difficulty with Shidduchim? Right? Number one is, people living in Rayonis and Himmel and in Tagbi, Kanesher, they're mamish like, other an agvir and oisher. I had to give nadin for the next 200 years. Whatever. Everyone has their. The guy, the Derech Hatzachos, they say in the Pei Menachem. Excuse me, a lady once said, "Why in Eretz Yisrael is mekubel that if you need a shidduch and you're in difficulty, people go. The minhag Yisrael is you go to Amuka to Rabbi Yehuda of Menuzil. Why Rabbi Yehuda of Because people, when it comes to shidduchim, Menetzachayim fegelich and buzum, as his expression goes. Menetzachayim, you know, him. The Gemara says, in Sukkah, the Meiler, Rabbi Yechon Mazakai, when he was sitting learning Torah, and he oif ha-pereach, he would say, Rabbi Hevel Piva, the Torah Akdush. Therefore, whenever you're like, the Fabrenim, the Fegelach, we say, go to Amuka, get real, get realistic. That's number one problem you should do. Mention that's a kind word. Number two, some people have what a psychiatrist say, they have commitment phobia. They have to make a decision, of the Rivka, the Rachel, the this one, the Shena, the Bracha, who should I choose? And each one they have svikas. You do it, anyone who dealt with Shidduchim will tell you, anyone who's married will tell you, if you knew everything about the Meduberes and her family before the Shidduch, no one would ever be married. And cool. The Eibishter and you find the information you have to know, and the information you don't have to know, you don't know. But the Eibishter is Mezavik Zivuk. But sometimes people have so much information, and they sent the FBI and the KGB and the CIA, that everything about that place, everybody in the family till the fourth cousin, 10th removed, every affair they ever committed, right? Asha Alkin, when it comes to make a decision, they can't. Said the holy Imri Noyim, Alkin Yazir Ish, you want to get married? Forget about Oviv, Miloshin Oviv, your Ritzoinis, your Shifis, your Menetzachan Himmel, right? Right? That's imoy. Imoy from the root word im. Tziazoy, tziazoy, imazoy. Right? Forget vegan dein chalumis and dein demyonis and your illusions and your whatever. And all your svekis. Vidovak, the ishtoy, ishtoy, yuzrashitavis, yudua, agnais, false, like tiftachupi. Put your bitochin, the kayach of tfila, the ame Hashem, isho the ish. Everything is bashar to the shamay. And this, you see, just one more word that he says, what I want to talk about today. The Tantavort, when Eliezer comes back, so the Pasuk says, what are the words, what's the story, what's the narrative that Eliezer shares with Yitzchok? Says Rashi, Gila Leinistim Shenasuli. He tells them all of these Moedic and miracles, Chazalim Afarak Medrash, Vishakov Soleya Oretz, Yakfitis Aderechachu. That Rivka came b'tfilos. Why do you have to refer to that's part of the Nisim, the whole part of Nisim and how he chose Rivka. So the Holy Sefer says a moedit gavot. We find that Kfitzas HaDerech was when Eliezer went to pursue a land, but don't say anything about Kfitzas HaDerech on the way back. If he had Kfitzas HaDerech, only just a shliach, when he already has the bazug. And he's coming back to make the chasana. Zichri should have kfitzas haderech on the back. Learn pasuk state that Yitzchok said vayetze Yitzchok lo suach basol delivnizor. He went what to daf, and the Eibishter dafka slowed up the return of Besuel of Eliezer to come back to Yitzchok, because until he davened, you can't have the zik. Interesting. I saw in the Kassan Rebbe. He said, right before it says, boy, leber, chai leroi, is gematria 514.
One less than
tefillah. Yeah. You ain't gonna get it until you have 515. By the way, Yitzchak, hello, 208, and Rivka, 307, what do I got? 515, which is chasid and kala in my pool. You want the shidduch, you need, trust me, I work it out. You need to have the tefillah. So Eliezer wanted to impress this Musa Haskel to Yitzchak. I had gewaltig in Nisim. Hayim bossi, hayim yotossi, I had kvitz haderech. Ober, when was Nizdavigli, when did he get Rivka? Bitfilah, say, not the tefillah of Eliezer, but on the tefillah of Ayetze Yitzchak Masur Pasur. Right? And that's Pshat, by the way, just Tifer. Vayetze Yitzchak was Suat. Chazal say in Brochus, Ein Sicha Elo. What is Soda? Remember, Kain the Hevel, it says, we can pause, we should pause it. Vayet. Chazal say in Pridu Bezer, they were arguing about the extra twin. Well, the Ein Sicha said in Pridu Bezer, Elo Isha. Vayetze Yitzchak was Suat Basoda for davening about his wife, about his Zivik. Because I'll also say the Gemara says in Shabbos of Kufnun Beis, Ki hu Omar Vayei Zu Isha, right? Omar Vayei says the Barna Verov and Chamratova, Omar Vayei is Gematria 272. Which is two, what is 272? Oh, Erev. Keep that in mind. Don't forget that. That'll be a very important number eventually. When did Yitzchak, Vayei say Yitzchak Vasuach Vasod, the Davin of Isha, Davka Min Erev. Yitzchak was misakin tefilas haminchu. Is the chalaya? Nishtam chafusha. Everything by yib bechal, anything written in the Torah Kedusha is zikr beduyik. Is the chalaya? Although tefila and zivugim shiduchim is inextricably linked, there's a special shayches dafka to tefilas haminchu. Right? And so up here, what is, where does mincha come? Why dafka mincha is the tefila which is mesugul? You see, both Eliezer daven, but the chalver psalt. Whenever something appears in a certain context in the Torah, it's petiuk, and therefore, if the first time you find anywhere in Torah someone praying for shidduch is dafka, when did Eliezer pray? Ve'avarech es hagemolim, ve'is erev, ve'iseis hashoyevis. Dafka, the first time Eliezer prayed for the shidduch is ve'is erev. Ve'yitzeich lasuach lasan is also ve'is erev. Is a charaya that mincha has a special connection to what? To zivug. In fact, there's a Maisa Yadua, one of the great Chassidish Rebbe's, the Mekedah, the Baal Mechaber from the Avodas Yisachar Doiv of Albruz, one of the great Baal Moifis in Poland. He once went to a chasana. And he walked into the chasana, but Oyde and God, like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Shkia is in until 7 o'clock. In Poland, Shkia is down until 10 o'clock, by Chassidish, right? Like a few hours. Nevertheless, they're about to make the Badekinish, right? So he tells them, wait. He's commanded, first you daven mincha, and then you make the Badekin. Why? It's possible, he says. First, vayetze yitzach lasuach basodeh, and afterwards, vatika chesatzoye, vatiskas. It's right, the Seder HaNyonim is, first you have to have mincha, and then you have the Badekin. Well, like Dvorim, it's right in the connection. There's a big Rosh Yeshiva in Chaim Berlin, in New York. His name was Reb Yankiv Moshe Shurkin. So his son writes that whenever a person made a golden shidduch, you know, like a muzah, a mazel tov shidduch, he would tell them, "Er, der zi, hot gedavent a gute mincha." So he asked the father, "Why not a mincha? Why not chakras meidah?" Because the Tanakh, the Baal Turim says, the first time you see a person's answer, they immediately. Is Yitzchak, Yitzchak Lasur Fasod. He went to pray for Zivig, and immediately he lifts up his eyes and he sees the Gemalim coming, the convoy is coming, and Rivka is the Charaya again, the same idea that Mincha has a unique, inextricable link to Davka Zivug. And you have to understand why. Okay, to understand this, let me just go backpedal. A shir I gave 2 years ago. This parish is Chayasaurus, I'm sure everyone remembers going 2 years ago. But let me just add some new, whatever, and the Kud, and I'll go further. First of all, Ulm Mefarshim asked, Shachar is called Shachar, because you daven b'shachar. Ma'ariv is called Arvis, because you daven in Arvis. Why is Mincha called Mincha? Erev Avoykev, because it's called Tarayim. It's a Mincha. So all the Sforim HaKadoshim say, I discussed this at great length 2 years ago. When a person davens shachris, how do you daven shachris? You don't just roll out of bed, kadasa, whatever, with your eyes half closed, you know, in a half drunken stupor, and you're still in Ilum HaTzilus, your neshama is halfway in somewhere in Ilum HaBriya somewhere, and you're ready to daven. You have to have a hikoin, you have to see the harishonim, you have to din shulchan aruch, you have to mizboinim, gavus habayri, and shivus ha'odom, and then you're ready to daven. And when you daven, you have a shachar, and korbonis, and psuki tezimra, and all that psuki tezimra achieves, you have brachas kriyashma, and kriyashma, both mal shamayim, till you come to a mizutzil. I'll then have some mayrim, I have brachas kriyashma, I have kabos mal shamayim again. Mincha, and mitten helen tog. I'm in the middle of the market somewhere, I get 10 yidolach around me, make a minion, daven mincha. There's no preparation, this ain't svei drai, that I smack into Shemana Esrei. What's happened here? So mincha is called mincha because it's a mincha. A mincha is a korban oni. Bedalei dalus, as the Gemara says. It's ain oni elo bedas, as the Gemara says. Nervos. It's not that. It's like, you find it in Shant, there's a Dvorim Rabba, Meschanon, says, why Moshe is Meschanon? There are 10 lashonis of tefillah. I list the 10 lashonis. And interestingly enough, it doesn't have the word sicha, which Chazal say in sicha el tefila, which have the whole davening of mincha, has not one of the expressions of davening. You know why? Say this for him. Because tefila, as Rashi says, neftoli elikim neftalti, tefila is a schabrus with the Eibush, to attach yourself to the dveikus to the Eibush. In the morning, you could have it. In the evening, after a whole, you're free from the burdens, you've punched the clock, you're out of the world, you're back to your whatever, now you can daven mayer properly. My mind's on the stock market, on the real estate, on the chavesin, what the power, the yen, the Swiss mark, whatever. Yeah, your mind is elsewhere. You don't have the right achonus. So how do you daven mincha? I'm standing before the rabbi fort, right? So mincha is the korban of an oni. Remember, I said many times, I said in this forum, a chazan shliach but daven in front of the omud. Why is it called an omud? Because there's three kinds of kabbalah. There's a tefillah of the Moshe, a tefillah of the David, and there's a tefillah of the oni. Rashi Tevis omud. Which is the first letter of the Amud? Yeah. Because there's no difficult kim the ruach nishbar, leiv nishbar, v'nitkel, there's no tefillah like a tefillah of Amud. I'm in the middle of a helm tov. When I give up everything, I throw up my hands, and I, to the end of the day, I realize I daven mincha without the great kavonas. I know that the Eibishter, who understands the chakoyach lash is chayil, and everything is by the Eibishter. And therefore, there's a gewaldige masham in Tchelis Mordechai, al Torah. Is when it comes to a korban, if a person brings up a big chiddush, a person brings up a korban, and he hasn't done tshuva, we apply to him the Gemara and Zvachim, the Pasuk and Mishlei, Zevach Rishoyim Teiv. If a person brings a mincha, right? But that was without, and he hadn't done proper tshuva, it's always makubal by the Eibishter. And that's why they bring the Eibishter before the Brisman Abbasorim gave Avraham Avinu a choice. Either you want your children who sin Golos or Gehenna. And the Eibishter was meramnes to Avram to take Golos. Aye, Golos the Chido asked to play David. Golos is Hester Ponim. Golos is Goyim. All the Chatoim of Kol Yisrael. But the Chatoim in Golos, a Yid has a din, a limud chus. We're shikir. We're not thinking straight. Because Anius is Mavir as a Odom, al Daitev, al Daskoine. And therefore, there's a shikir limud chus in Golos. And that's why every other davening is a lotion of tefillah, of attachment, of. Tefillah the omni ki yatoif, what does the pasuk say? Lifnei Hashem yishpoich sicha. Eretzach harois from heart. There's no great hisboinus and godless abayri. You're not an attic and arach and madregel. And therefore, even it says in all the sforim akdashim, vayetze yitzchak losuach basoda. Soda refers to the chakal tapuch and kadishin, refers to the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara says Avram called it a mountain, like a ram shekor. How you want to When is the Beis Hamikdash Harim Horim? When is it called the Soda? This man went see in Soda Tichorsh, as the pastor says. It's a time of goats, right? And therefore, Yitzchak Al Shlove will say Yitzchak will argue for Kal Yisrael Pal Gielai Pal Gielecha Aloch, right? And therefore, Yitzchak Yatovinu Nachamu Nachmu is said as far as Gematria Yitzchak, right? So therefore. Therefore, Yitzchok is the one who's praying for the avoid in Golos, which is the tefillah, the only, etc., etc. No, what's pshat? Maybe Maktim, just on the Kudim, which I've said thousands of times here. Avraham Avinu was what midah? Chesed Avraham. So Yitzchok is which midah? Gvur. Pachad Yitzchok. Gvura, Yir. That's the way it seems superficially. Yitzchak, Avram gives, he bestows, he endows, and Yitzchak, Tzimtzum, he withholds. No, but that's the way it is, B'shitchis. B'fimarish Ayin, B'chitzonitz. B'pnim, as the older Sadiqim say, what do we say in the Piyut on Rosh Hashanah? Ne'pad Nekomo, Sisriyashim. That which appears vengeance, and Gvuras externally, or by the end inside is Be'emes Chesodin. And therefore, the Medrash says Avram is called Yitzchak is called Avram. Eila told us Yitzchak ben Avram Avram. And the Zohar said the same. Yitzchak's real name is Avram. Yitzchak Avram. And they looked at each other. Because although bechitzoni is Yitzchak is Gzura, the pnimi is of the Eibishter's din is really chesod. We be elgin they say tiaros. It's all chesod. And therefore, in this parasha, when Rivka sees Yitzchak, she falls off the camel. Right? Vater, right? She saw him hodur v'toye mifon. Hodur. So the Yisabrach, the Moshe Rebbe says, this hoyer and hodur. One is a yifei toye, external, and one is pnim music. Hodur, right, is chitzoy music. Right? Hodur is a toye chitzoy. An esrog is called priates. Hold, you don't get to examine the inside. No one yet, even in Manchester, has made a new chumrah. You have to examine the internal, get an MRI, and inside. The priates hold is only on the chitzoyim. So she sees his external appearance as gevura. And she falls and she's like, toil of him, right? She says, who, like Toimer, as the Rivka says to Eliezer, who is this person? Mio isha lazeh lekrosenu. What was the Bechina? When Eliezer tested for the qualities of a Zivik for Yitzchak, what did he look for?
Chesed.
Chesed! Yeah? Yeah? So come to if she sees the pachad, the gvura of Yitzchak Bechitzoyus, he's likrosenu, he's literally music. He's mamish opposites. So what does Eliezer said? Who adoini? He doesn't say who ben adoini. He is Be'emes, Yitzchak is really what? Avram, the Chesed. So what does she do? She follows Zud, Vatika Chesed, Rivka. She takes her Chesed and also Vatiskas. That you find the Marshal, the Gemara, Yankovina goes to the Mokim HaMikdash. It's a place of Yir, Hashem Lavad Chob Yir. So he says, Manuira HaMokim HaZem. It's awesome. But then he says, he's Mesnachem Ein Zekim Beis Elikim, the Bayis, the Chitzoni is Elikim, Yitzhak Adin, over what's inside, like you see, Vatarena Ham Yalvis Es Elikim, the Schar is Vyaslam Batim, over what's inside, the Tuch is full of Chsodim and Rachmim and compassion and Brach, it's called this. Right? So therefore, the Emes is the whole, so why do we need a Din in the world? Because I'll say in Psochem Kufites, that also, Vayas Avram Mishta b'yom he gomel as Yitzchak benui. That also, Hakadosh Baruch Hu lasa Mishta gadol b'yom she gomel chesed lezari shel Yitzchak. There's a special gvuris geshamim. And when you speak about parnoso, where's the mocker parnoso in Shemen Esra? The second bracha, the bracha of Yitzchak of Matias Anesi. Hello, that's also right away. What did she do when she saw Yitzchak davening mincha, which is the field of gvuris? Matiach as atzoyef. What? What are we doing? We have a bedekin today. I always tell the chassid before the bedekin, having zinin amongst other things, a whole bunch of things to have in mind. That soif is Rashi Tevis, no? Amcha Yisrael Tzichon Parnos. Because that comes from, by the way, okay, we'll talk about it in a minute. Right? In other words, the emes is, the emes, the gvuris geshomim, the betikbiris of chassidim, comes dafka when you have din. And you're mahapich the din into chesed. Look, why is it? A person who you think is a anxious person, pachat, rugzo, right? So you would say he's a miserable guy, yeah? Why is Yitzchak called Yitzchak? Al shem. Tzchoik also liolikim. Or be Yitzchak is loshen osim. If you understand that a person has yira, I always tell people, I said this 1,000 times to people, there are people I know, is atta, they're not so from. I always say, if I would just look at the lifestyle of a friar person and a Haredi person, I would become frum just for the nachas. Forget about Eibishter, forget about Yishmael, forget about Torah, forget about Gan Eden, forget about, just for the nachas. Just for the family, it's an incredible movie. Anyway, the Maisa is a person who fears with Yerushalayim. The Emes, he has the Yitzchak. Because the Emes, even a person fears like Al-Pidim with Yerushalayim, Emes, he comes to the Emes. When the Alter Rebbe writes on the Kutei Torah and Torah Oyer, the Temple Tzedek and Torah, when a person is mevatel the din, when you have a tzchoik, when do you create this laughter, this chiddush, the ma'ilagiv, the tainu galyonim? When a person, there's sitra achr, there's evil, there's that which seems to be obscured and godliness concealed. And through his kafya and his hapcha, you're able to break and then transform the darkness, the meriru, the miska, and the chashkel, the chashukhel, and the haira. Then you bring your goyrim, the emes of tzchoik and tainu galyonim, and lemato, and that's why the ikur tzchoik and ikur asad love will say to Yitzchok, "Ki ato avinu," and the Eibishul will go milchesed after the zari shel Yitzchok. That's the mile of Yitzchok. When you mevatel the yesh, what appears to be something independent, into ayin and realize it's mocker, is the Eibishter. That's the yisur arim and achoyshach, which is, and that's tefillas mincha. By the way, what is the gematria of mincha? Mem nun chesed. Just parenthetically. 103. And what's 103? Anyone alive? I must have said this 1,000 times. This is, we'll talk about it. This is the most, if you're at a Sheva Brachos and someone says, speak, and then you say, there's always the word that first comes to mind. What's 103? We know there are Shai Olims, 310 worlds. Last Mishnah, also, I can borrow Hanchel, Tzadik, Tzadik, Shai Olims, Hanchel, Oyavayesh. Whatever 310 is, half of Kesa, whatever, we'll talk about another thing. Of the 310 worlds, says, we'll say all the Gubalas, they're divided into right and left. There's Raz, Gimachia, Uyr, 207, Mitzad Hayamin, 2/3 and 1 on the right side, and 103 on the left. 103 and 207, what do I got? Shai. Okay, what? Yes, so far so good. Fine. So Mincha is Gimachia 103 because it's on the left side. Chachar is the Tefillah of Armavin, was on the right side of Saldim. Mincha is the Rachamim. Meirav is Rachamim. Mincha is on the left side. By the way, that's why the Pasuk says in Tilim, David HaMelech Davins, Tikun Tfilosi Kiteiros Lefonecha, Masas Kapai Minchas Erev, that Dafka Mincha, if most of the Midrashim and Chazals, is compared to Keteris. What do you know about Keteris? It's all great and holy and... No. Keteris is Yud Alev Samamonim, which is 11 Madrigas and Sitra Achra and evil, whatever. It has the Chelbana, the Chol of the Chupayshi Yisrael, as Chazal say. Keteris is the highest of all the Avoyedis done in the Beis HaMikdash. And Keteris has the power to squash and to victor and to, whatever, the powers of evil. Therefore, you said in Medrash that Yankel Avinu, a few weeks later, in Parvei Yishlach, sends a mincha shluchel le'esov. Chazal says a Medrash, one of these Medrash pliyos, what was the mincha that Yankel sent? He sent him the tfilas mincha shalach. Tfilas mincha. Because mincha is keteres, and mincha, by the way, according to certain Mephorshim, Chazal, when Rivka saw, and in miha ish halazeh, ha'elok reseinu, who's called ish? Gavril. The Malach Gavril in the Lim is called Ha'ish. Right? Yeah, Rashi says. In Chumash, yeah? Ish Basod, the Malach Gavril. Hello? Yeah? Sentence form, there are three tefillahs. The Malach who's memunah to elevate the tefillahs of Kal Yisrael for Shacharis is Michal. You don't got to be a genius, because that's Tetzel. Mincha is Gavril. Ma'ariv is Uriel. Right? So who's the Malach of Mincha? Gavriel. You don't have to be a rocket scientist, a brain surgeon, a Kabbalist, because Gavriel flush and Gevurah. Because Mincha is the time of Gevurahs. Therefore, Chazal say, who is the one to combat, to squash the Dalad Meyas Ish of Esav, Dafka Malach Gavriel, etc., etc. Huh? I'll tell you anything. Therefore, by the way, the Haflo says, Keteres plus Chah plus Kaf plus 20. Right? Is Gimachia 729, which is Gimachia Krasotten. In fact, there's 1,000 Krasottens Gimachia in this week's Parsha. I'm not going to bore you. Now, let me just back. There's a vort which is brought in all the Svarim there. The Rav Sitzer brings it, the Rakudish, the Imri Yosef, and the Spinkim. When will the Eibishter build the third base on English? He's building it now. Boine Yerushalayim Hashem. Present tense. With what does he build it? Uvnei oisa bekoroiv bi yomeil. The Torah, the Masan Tovim, the Tzedakah, befrat the Tefillah, because Beis Hamikdash is a basic-based Tefillah. With our Tefillahs, we build the third Beis Hamikdash. Yeah? The Le'um Hazeh, Edoin, Klippa, builds its Beis Hatum. The Rebbe of the Melech of the Gentz once said, every day Klippa is building its superstructures, its skyscrapers, Aber and Itzikl from Lansu, i.e. the Chayzer, Davin's Mincha, he rips them down. What's this Mincha? Because Mincha is Keteris, and Mincha has the power to knock down the powers of Esau. Therefore, Mincha is Mamtik Vurs, by the Tzemach Tzaddik, a vision that says, by Aaron it says, Vayakrin es ha Mincha. Because the avoid of Aaron is with Ava, Oyev Shalom, right? And to be Mamtik Vurus for Kal Yisro. The Gemara says, Merumas, the Gemara says, Ahava dechekes es habosar. Ava stretches Bosar. Bosar is Chesed Gvur. What would you think? You don't got to be a genius for this. Okay, let's work it out. White is Chesed. Milk is Chesed. Dairy is Chesed. Bosar is, I don't know what butcher you go to. My butcher, the meat is red. Hello? Ashalkin Bosar is Gvurus. That's why you don't mix meat and milk. Hello, in most places. Yeah, hello? Yeah? Ahava, the way of Aaron, is the chek as it kvetches the basar, the gvuris. Therefore, by the way, Ava, which is 13, plus basar, 502. What do I got? Which is tefillin. Hello? Vayakriv es ha mincha, says the Tzemach Tzaddik. Hey mincha. How many gvuris are there on the hey gvuris? Five. Hello? And you told me mincha is going to get gematria 103. How much is 103 times five? That's the avoid. Now, why am I telling you 103? Remember, I tell this 100 times. One of these typical Sheva brachos words. The hektim, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Yikabdomim, in Marim Bad, I said this like 1,000 times. Met the Belzer there, the Ram Belzer, and he asked him, what's the chizmen that Moshe Rabbeinu to go into the promised land, David, Gemini, and Vizchan, 515 fields? So he told him, it's a chadal, that when the Eibishter went to build, he built the first wall of the Beis Hamikdash with his machne, with his angel. Machne Gimachi 103. Then he said, like Avram Shikar Har, like Yitzhak Shikar Sod, like Yakash Gol Bayez, 2 times 103 Avram is Har Emakoyl. 3 times 103 is 309, which is Sode. Yankov built a Bayez, which is 4 times 103, which is 412. What did Moshe Rabbeinu? He wanted to build the Tikkun. 5 times 103, we just said it's 515 community of Vizchat. Feel it, community of Shir. Seder of Ram Shor, the Lunzai, I just kvetched weiter on it. Right? Or you bazoi ishvi isha zachu shkina shri b'neim. The title is not just to have a house which has mugdur b'mechitzuk, so you don't have all these klimashes and you have walls. If I don't say you're now to daven in a bikr, right? I think you have walls, right? And you have to have a tikra. But ish for ish, you got to bring the Shechina lamata. So how much would 6 times 103 be?
6.
How much is ish and isha in Makayil?
6, 18.
No? Therefore, you remember, Esav, just to add a word, Esav Arosha is fighting this great battle with Yankov, the Sabbath Mem, the Aleph. Vayeovek ish imoy adalus tashachar. We lost an avak. There was avak, dust. What's avak? Dust. What's the gematria of Avak? He's trying to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash Ma'at, every Jewish stool with the walls, with the tikra. We're bringing the Shekhinah down into the world. But who wins the battle? Kisarisa Malikim Anoshim Duval. So the Malach says, Shalcheini, I finished my tachlis in this world. Why ki Allah? Hashachar. Hashachar is gematria 513, which gematria Chos and Kala, I said before. Allah, Hashachar is gematria, take a guess. 6:18. When your mom should have a Beis Hamikdash, which is surrounded and protected from all fratria, whatever, chitonim, whatever, and there's a tikkun, and you bring the Shekhinah in the house down here, then ki ola hashacha, you're ready for your gula and your Beis Hamikdash in Kal Yisrael. Hello. I have no time. Oh yeah. to add one more word. A chassan, I always say, is doima lemelech. Everyone knows why it's called lemelech, because the melech is Rashi Tevis, Nutrikun, melech, lev, and kovit. Your mind, melech, lev, and kovit. Your mind, your intellect, controls your heart, your emotions, controls your action. What's the gematria of melech, lev, and kovit? 112. Which gematria yabik. What is yabik, the gematria? Hayaver is our yabik. But thank you. Come on, 101. Havaya is 26. Elikim is 86. How much is 86 and 26?
112.
Yabik. What does that mean in Avodah Zarah? Hashem? Says Rambam Shor. It's a Parshat Zach. Havaya is, he's talking about the hour. Elikim is, Elikim also year. When a person is able to serve the Eibishter with both Yira, first Yira, and then Ava, and then the Yira Tachtoina brings to a higher, and the Ava brings to a higher Yira, etc., etc., that is the job of a Chosn. To have Mechitzis, to have Yira, and then Ava. By the way, Avram is 248, Yitzchak is 208. What's 208 and 248? Yitzchak and Avram. Avram Yitzchak? 450? 456, with the two tevets, two kelim, 458, which is gwat, chosn. The job of a chosn is, right? They have a vidovak, the ishtoi, the hoyu is also sefer tevets, yeah. And therefore you have to have yira to bring to ava, which brings the higher yira, and that brings to ava, two times ava, and two times yira, how much is 216 times 2 plus 26, 2 times 13? 458, which is gematria chosn. Which is gematria chosn. What is this? What am I trying to say? Simple. Whenever I see a chosn, he's not the most brilliant person. You can't have kavanas harizel under the chuppah. Famous word, the ruptures that told chsanim. Others said, simple person, you can't remember all these, whatever. Too many. Think of the word chuppah. I've said this many times to you. Simple word. Chuppah, four letters. What are the outer letters of chuppah? Chesnehei, which is gematria 13. Echad, Av. What are the middle letters in the chuppah?
Pevov.
Yeah? Elokim. Okay. How much is Pevov, Elokim, times 13?
1,000.
No, where's my mathematicians? I'm pretending because the way this comes. 1,118, which is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elikeinu Hashem. You remember there's a bracha, Achisino, Atayil, Alfi, Rav, says Rashi, that's the bracha to Avram, Harba, Arba, Ez, Zarecha, which is Gimachi, also 1,118. What is Hashem, Elikeinu, Hashem, Echad? There's Elokim, means the Sadin, Gimachi, Ateva, the natural, the this worldly, the, which is fear, in Avodah Hashem, Midas. Then, there's the Havaya, which is higher than Teva, which is Elokim, the Avodah of Avo. What does a Jew say? It's all one. There's no difference between Elikteva and Lemailim and Ateva, between Elikim and Havaya. That's what marriage is about. A man is Midas Chesed. A woman is Midas Hagvura. If I say this out loud in whatever different audience get shocked, but the Balaturim does say in Parshas Bereishis that Zohar is Gimachia Brocha and the Kev is Gimachia Haklola. But the Chassid doesn't say the wife is supposed to have a Brocha in your house, which means Gimachia Biklola. No, the fact is, a man is a mashpia and a woman is a makabel. The purpose of the man, ein ishta gereses brit lewes keli, is that you make from the makabel should weiter be a mashpia. Vaderab. That's the idea of or becomes a boruch. That's why, I have no time to elaborate. You remember that Yitzhak was born with an neshama de nukva, and then at the akedah it was switched? He was really ben lesor, gvurs. He had to marry the opposite, which was rifka, which is chesed. One represents Tfilas Hamincha, which is 103, which is Gvuras, which is Simtzum. If you take the word Rifka, which by the way, Rifka is Derech Agav, Reish Beis, Kuf Hei, Bemilui, is also Gematria Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Shevachot, by the way. If you take Rifka and scramble the letters, you get the word Haboiker. Boiker is the Tfilah of Avram. The marriage of Chos and Kala, Yitzhak and Rifka, the first Jewish marriage, is the idea of Mincha, which is to bring the light of day into the forthcoming night. You with me? And that's Mamshich. Let's elaborate. One more minute to go? Okay. That's the word. I think I have teef Kabbalistic word. That's the word Orif. There's Arizal in the Siddur of Shabtai for the Musaf Rosh Hashanah. It's a Meridic word. It's Ezel HaSoiva and Ezel HaRov. On Rosh Hashanah, you judge who is going to be for Bona Chaim Zayin, who's going to Nebuch be famine. Take the word Rav, Reish Ayin Beis. Right? Kabbalistic words? If you take the name Havai, work it out yourself. Bachar Rayim, Beribui, what do you call it, whatever you want. Right?
Square.
Yud. No, that's where. Yud. Yud K Vav, and Yud K Vav K. It works out exactly 72. Ayin Beis. If you take the word Elohim and do the same, Aleph, Aleph Lamed, etc., etc., you'll get Reish, 200. If you put them together, what do you got?
272.
Yeah, you get Rav. Rav ain't good. Right? No. Yeah? Bad. Negative. Vurz. Tintu. Hello? But you can have the same meal a bit in a better way. Anything which is acharayim is not happy. I mean, this, yeah. That's, oh. You could take the way other way. Take the Shem Avayit, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Bimilui Gimatria, Yud Vav Dal, Kei Yud, Vav Yud Vav, Kei Yud, what do you got? 72. That's the biggest, 72 is Gimatria, Chesed. Take Elohim, Bimilu Yudin, Aleph, Aleph, 101, whatever, work out yourself, and you get the Gimatria of 300. What do you got? Shin, 300. Plus 72, what do I got? Seva. That's the, see, Arizal said, that's the question. Hello? Will it be Ezel or Rav? Ezel? It all depends where you're going to put the ayin. I've discussed this many times. Hello? You with me? Yeah? What are the difference? If you take the word Rav, the Reish of Elikim starts off the Iker letter of the word. Terrible. But if you take the word ayin and you put it in the beginning of the words, so the ayin and the bay is the shem of ayin. In between you sandwich the nebuch, the midas adin of the reish, then your mamtik dinim. Then the erev, which is becomes orei, becomes sweet. And that's the greatest sweetness by the Yishter. And it's the tanugim, the tzchoik also likim of Yitzhak Avinu. The point is, when a person sometimes in life, the Musar Haskell is, finds difficulty, have a daughter, have a son, have an ishiduchim, right? And the person cries out, may ayin yovei ezri, right? If a person knows that everything comes from, someone wrote to the Rebbe about a shidduch, and he ended off the letter, Rebbe, may ayin yovei ezri. And the Rebbe wrote a one line answer, David HaMelech answered that question 2,000 years ago in the next post. Ezri, my shalom, my words. If you believe that there's an Eibishter, right? And they, right, and you daven to the Eibishter, and this is the word, that a shidduch needs davening to bring it down. Vayetze Yitzchak Vasuach Basoda, Leis Erev, which refers to Bechal, is Erev, in the Ikvaz of Mashiach, right before the time of whatever. Then the Eibishter brings us all the simchas we have, the gashmias in our families, that brings us the simchas of Chal, so the ultimate nisuin of the Kutcher Bichu and Knesset Yisroel.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, knowledge is a